From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. The departure of the first batch of Umrah pilgrims during the COVID-19 pandemic will require an optimal mitigation strategy. Director General of Hajj and Umrah at the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, Hilman Latif, has made the statement. He said at an online dialogue which was accessed in Jakarta on Tuesday that the Ministry of Religious Affairs, as the regulator that is in charge of protecting pilgrims, must be careful in mitigating. The departure of the first batch of pilgrims would guarantee the departure of a larger number of pilgrims in the future because it will test the control system for the departure strategy for Hajj and Umrah pilgrimage designed by the governments of Indonesia and Saudi Arabia. The Indonesian Transportation Ministry has said it is continuing to regulate people's mobility on transportation modes from upstream to downstream to reduce potential COVID-19 transmission. Spokesperson for the ministry, Adita Irawati, said on Tuesday, the Ministry of Transportation has found the COVID-19 transmission rate from day to day has tended to be stable, even though public mobility is quite high. The ministry is continuing to coordinate with various ministries and institutions, such as the Ministry of Home Affairs, the COVID-19 Task Force, the National Police, and local governments to maintain people's mobility. The culinary or food and beverage industry has the potential to grow since the national economy has shown improvement. Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, has said. The minister noted while opening the 6th National Working Meeting of the Central Executive Board of the Indonesian Culinary Entrepreneurs Association, or APGI, in Jakarta on Tuesday. This has happened because the domestic food and beverage industry is supported by the availability of abundant raw materials. Looking at the huge market potential, Minister Mas Duki said, he hopes that APGI members will capture market opportunities by continuously improving the competitiveness of their product. Now we move to the international news. The United Nations is proposing paying the Taliban under UN sanctions for terrorist activities almost $6 million to subsidize the wages of its fighters who are guarding United Nations facilities. Reuters reported on Tuesday. The report said the $6 million in payments would be made to the Taliban to subsidize the fighters' monthly wages and provide them a food allowance as part of an expansion of an accord made under the previous Afghan government. The World Health Organization has called on countries to prepare for a hike in daily COVID-19 patients, citing the rapid spread of the latest variant, Omicron, in many parts of the world. WHO Europe Regional Director Hans Kluge said in a press conference in Vienna on Tuesday, at least 38 of 53 countries in Europe, Russia, and Central Asia reported Omicron cases and that it has become the dominant strain in some, including Denmark, Portugal, and the United Kingdom. He warned that another storm is coming, saying Omicron will become dominant in more countries in the region in a few weeks. The Malaysian military used boats Tuesday to distribute food to desperate people trapped in their homes after massive floods, as the death toll rose to 14 with over 70,000 displaced. Days of torrential rain triggered some of the worst flooding in years across the country at the weekend, swamping cities and villages and cutting off major roads. Selangor is one of the worst hit areas. In the city of Shah Alam, some areas were still underwater Tuesday, and military personnel in boats distributed food to people stuck in their homes and government shelters. We end the news with the situation which is growing increasingly desperate in the central Philippines nearly a week after it was struck by a powerful and deadly typhoon. Governor Arthur Yap of the island province of Bohol said Tuesday, during an interview with a local radio station, that the hard-hit province had run out of emergency money to buy food and drinking water for hundreds of thousands of families. At least 375 people died and hundreds were injured as a result of Typhoon Rai, which struck the region last Thursday with maximum sustained winds of 195 km per hour and gusts of up to 270 km per hour, making it the strongest typhoon to hit the Pacific archipelago this year. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
And influential countries in the world, namely the United States, Russia, and China, are carrying out political maneuvers towards the end of 2021. On December 7, U.S. President Joe Biden held a virtual meeting with President Vladimir Putin of Russia. A week later, on December 15, to be exact, Chinese President Xi Jinping also met with Putin through an audiovisual network. In contrast to Joe Biden, who warned Russia not to put pressures on Ukraine, Xi Jinping emphasized the need for a strategic partnership with Vladimir Putin. It can be seen that by raising the issue of Ukraine, the United States, besides reminding Russia, also wants to emphasize its support for NATO member countries. The United States views NATO members, who are also members of the European Union, as strategic partners that must be embraced properly. If Russia and the United States views tensions in Ukraine as an important issue, then the relationship between the United States and China has a problem because of the Taiwan factor. The question then, will the constellation and increasing tensions between the United States and China and the United States and Russia will be able to ignite further conflicts that lead to the deployment of weapons? As is known, the three major countries now have a military weapons equipped with very large missiles. Each has several aircraft carriers, thousands of advanced fighters jets. There are also hundreds of warships. In addition, the three countries also have nuclear-powered submarines. In fact, their military strength is estimated to be able to reach almost the entire face of the Earth. Therefore, the increasing tensions between the three, especially if there is an armed conflict, will certainly have a big impact internationally. It's no secret that each of these three powers has a partners or alliances with other countries. The trade war between the United States and China that occurred some time ago, for example, has caused a wide economic impact in various countries. Therefore, even if there is an escalation of tensions between the three countries, there needs to be efforts from each party to diffuse it. History shows that conflict never brings good, and war will always cause destructions.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on December 22, 1928 about Indonesian Women's Congress. The first Indonesian Women's Congress was held in Yogyakarta from December 22 to the 25th, 1928. This congress was attended by 30 women's organizations from 12 cities in Java and Sumatra and aimed to fight for women's rights, especially in the fields of education and marriage. It was recorded that around 1,000 people attended the opening of the congress on December 22, 1928. On December 22, 1953, in the commemoration of the 25th Congress, the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, set the date as National Mother's Day. Since then, every December 22nd is celebrated as Mother's Day in Indonesia. Moving on to an event on December 22, 1948, when Syafruddin Prawiranegara led the Emergency Government of the Republic of Indonesia, or PDRI, in West Sumatra. The Emergency Government of the Republic of Indonesia, or PDRI, was the administrator of the Government of the Republic of Indonesia from December 22, 1948 to July 13, 1949, led by Syafruddin Prawiranegara, also known as the Emergency Cabinet. Shortly before the then Indonesian leader Sukarno and Hatta were arrested by the Dutch on December 19, 1948, they held a meeting and gave a mandate to Syafruddin Prawiranegara to form an interim government. We end Today in History with an event on December 22, 2018 about Sunda Strait Tsunami. On December 22, 2018, tsunami caused by the eruption of Anak Krakatau in the Sunda Strait hit the coastal areas of Banten and Lampung, Indonesia. At least 426 people were killed and 7,202 injured and 23 people missing as a result of this incident. According to the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG, the tsunami was caused by high tides and underwater landslides due to the volcanic eruption. The National Disaster Management Agency, or BNPB, stated the material damage from the tsunami included 556 houses damaged, 9 hotels heavily damaged, 60 culinary stalls damaged, and 350 ships and boats damaged. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Kau pernah bilang cinta, akulah satu-satunya. Kau bilang ku sempurna, kau cinta aku selamanya. Dan kau tuliskan lagu semua tentang diriku. Kau katakan padaku, jangan ragukan cintamu. Kamu sempat buatku berpikir semua yang kita punya nyata. Kamu dan semua kata-katamu semua palsu. Kau pernah bilang aku istimewa di hidupmu. Takkan ada yang mampu gantikan cintaku padamu. Hatimu untukku, kau berjanji padaku, takkan pernah pergi dariku. Semua hanya rangkaian kata yang kau sebar ke semua wanita. Oh, bodohnya ku percaya. Oh.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Unagi, or freshwater eel, is one of the most wanted dishes at Japanese restaurants across the globe. Currently, some 80% consumption of unagi came from cultivation, but the eel larvae still come from natural capture. Besides, the survival rate of eel larvae is very low, so commercial use can reduce the eel population stability in nature. This condition certainly can threaten the unagi population in Indonesia, as happened in Japan and Europe. In a press release on Sunday, Maritime and Fishery Minister Sakti Wahyutrenggono said fish resources in Indonesia, including the diverse unagi, needs to be managed responsibly to keep it long-lasting and to bring welfare for unagi fishermen. Conservation principles application and all involvement in managing the unagi is expected to bring a guarantee for the sustainability of unagi in Indonesia. In Indonesia, one of the unagi cultivation is located in Sukabumi, West Java. The unagi larva from Sukabumi doesn't only support local cultivation, but all unagi cultivation business across the country. Unagi cultivation development by improving survival rate of the eels during the critical phase from larva into alver is part of the cooperation between FAO, Maritime and Fisheries Ministry, and Sukabumi Regency Government through iFish Project. This project received funding from the Global Environment Fund. Also, Tanjung Fish Seeds Agency in Sukabumi became a demo location for alver cultivation. Fish Research Center head Yayan Hikmayani said the iFish project with FAO and Sukabumi Regency had been ongoing since 2018. The previous effort successfully increased the larva into alver survival rate up to 68%. The main focus of the cooperation is land water's biodiversity conservation principles mainstreaming into the policy through a demo and sustainable use, especially for the unagi. Meanwhile, FAO Fish National Project Manager Sudarsono said the iFish project will be continued in 2022 to arrange some strategic policies such as regional regulation on land fish management and unagi cultivation management master plan in Sukabumi.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
hatiku. Hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Kita selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku mulai lelah, lelah dan tak bersinar, yeah. Remas sayapku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu. Kamu, kau pun selalu menyanjungku. Aku dan kamu darah abadi. Demi bermain bersama, kita duakan segalanya. Merdeka kita, kita merdeka. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepas. Dan tak bersinar. Remas sayapku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Yeah. Bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Banggai Laut is one of regencies in Central Sulawesi province with all its offers natural charm, beginning from waterfalls until amazing beaches. In today's edition, I'm going to introduce you to Bone Bulusan Beach. The beach, which is located in Kelapa Lima Village, South Banggai District, Central Sulawesi province, will really spoil your eyes with the beauty of the natural scenery. Unlike some beaches in Indonesia in general, this beach is shady and cool. This beach has a blue sea granite tosca color, soft and yellowish sand, gray coral cliff, and fresh green trees, which will definitely make you feel at home on this beach. The distance of Bone Bulusan Beach is only 15 kilometers from the Regency capital, but unfortunately, the road to this beach is not smooth. If you want to go to the beach, you should use motor vehicles, such as a minibus, to get to the beach. After arriving at the parking lot, you still have to walk 100 meters to reach the beach. There are no public facilities around the beach, such as food stalls or toilets. So, make sure you bring your necessities before going to the beach. Bone Bulusan Beach is not fully managed by the local government, but its beauty does not stop tourists from visiting. During this COVID-19 pandemic, the management of this beach continues to carry out health protocols so that you and your family can enjoy a healthy and comfortable vacation. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Tersirat dalam angan tuk tak pernah terjadi pertemuan manis itu.
Kini rasaku pun berucap, jelas aku tak ingin lagi melihatmu. Kini semua terlalu pekat untuk dikenang dalam angan. Lama coba berjalan, nyata tak satu tujuan. Janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta, namun bukan begini adanya. Biarlah usai. Tak satu tujuan, janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta, namun bukan begini adanya. Biarlah. Jalanku
ku pun kan terus melaju. Ku lepaskan, tak bertahan, walau luka tetap nyata.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about nonton film di bioskop. Nonton film di bioskop, which means watching movie in the cinema. Stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Film Apa Yang Sedang Tayang di Bioskop? Film Apa Yang Sedang Tayang di Bioskop? Which means, what movies are showing in the cinema? This conversation happens between Kevin and Nuni. Because it's raining, Kevin and Nuni decide to go to the cinema. Let's listen to the conversation.
Film apa yang sedang tayang di bioskop?
Coba aku lihat dulu di aplikasi bioskop.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Film. Film, which means movie. Sedang tayang. Sedang tayang, which means to be showing. Sekarang. Sekarang, which means now. Aplikasi. Aplikasi, which means application. Bioskop, bioskop, which means cinema. Film apa yang sedang tayang di bioskop sekarang? Film apa yang sedang tayang di bioskop sekarang? Which means, what movies are showing now in the cinema? Coba aku lihat dulu di aplikasi bioskop. Coba aku lihat dulu di aplikasi bioskop. Which means, let me check it in the cinema application. In the conversation, you hear the expression, film apa yang sedang tayang di bioskop? Film apa yang sedang tayang di bioskop? Which means, what movies are showing in the cinema? In the expression, the word sedang, sedang, which means to be doing, is used to state something that is happening. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word sedang. Kamu sedang apa? Kamu sedang apa? Which means, what are you doing? Saya sedang menonton film. Saya sedang menonton film. Which means, I'm watching a movie. Sedang menonton film apa? Sedang menonton film apa? Which means, what movie are you watching? Film Gundala. Film Gundala. Which means, Gundala. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Film apa yang sedang tayang di bioskop?
Coba aku lihat dulu di aplikasi bioskop.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
yang sudah-sudah, cinta ialah bualan. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan. Hangat dalam dekapan, aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Kapalku telah bersaung, aku tak ingin jauh. Padamu aku akan berlabuh. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya kaulah arti.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now I would like to present a song entitled Waktu Hujan Sore-Sore from Maluku. The song Waktu Hujan Sore-Sore is often sung in many events with cheerful rhythm. The lyrics tell about happy dancing while raining in the afternoon. The song Waktu Hujan Sore-Sore invites someone to dance, and the song is accompanied by tifa and toto buang musical instruments. Well, listener, here is the song Waktu Hujan Sore-Sore by Joyce Pupela.
Jaro deng bunga
Voice of Indonesia.
Beta sing bisa lupa Mama pun air susu Waktu beta kecil Air susu mama dan papa beta Bikin beta besar bagi Beta sing bisa lupa Mama pun sayang Beta Beta ingat dulu Kalau beta sakit Mama gendong Beta Mama di tanah orang baru beta rasa siyo Mama kalau beta sakit beta ingat mama apalai kalau pake Mama kae yang dulu dulu mama kasih beta beta sing bisa lupa Mama pun air susu Waktu beta kecil Air susu mama tumpah par beta Bikin beta basah Bagi ini Mama Apalai kalau pake mama pungkai Yang dulu mama kasih bar betae Kaeng sulama masih bau minyak kayu putih Yang dulu mama gosok di beta pung batae Kaeng Sulama masih bau minyak kayu putih yang dulu mama gosok di beta sumbagai
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.